Page 60. Exercise 1.
A Smile for Kids. When Nelissa Romero looked out the window of her living room, she saw kids. Too many kids. They had nowhere to go after school. There was no park in the neighborhood, and many children were home alone without their parents. Nelissa decided to do something about the problem. With two of her neighbors, she started Smile House in her own living room. Kids could come there as soon as school ended for the day. Smile House started with just 5 children. After only a few months, there were so many kids that Nelissa had to look for more volunteers and later rent a bigger building. Today, Smile House is open for 3 hours every day after school for any middle school student who is home alone. 20 volunteers help the kids during homework hour, and then the kids do a computer activity or game. Every month, they learn about a different topic. This month, it's Countries and Cultures of the World. For Nelissa, helping these children is very rewarding. Many of them feel insecure because they don't understand their classes in school, she says. One of the children is visually impaired, and other kids have grave family problems. But at Smile House, they all have fun learning together. Smile House is different from school. They don't have to participate in any activity if they're not interested. In the last 10 years, more than 1,000 children have participated in the programs at Smile House. And today, businesses donate a lot of money to support the organization. But Nelissa says she's still just a volunteer, a very busy volunteer. It's so gratifying to work with these kids, she says. Their tenacity is amazing. Yesterday, a boy came back after 6 years to tell us about his scholarship to a private college and to thank us.